In Liverpool, England, Tommy McHugh painted and carved. From wall to wall, from ceiling to carpet, he covered everything in his home after a stroke caused by aneurysms on both sides of his brain. It was a creative obsession that began a few days after he returned from the hospital. First, he began talking in rhyme and filling notebook pages with poetry.
Rhyme after rhyme, all the time, it was in rhyme. Cup of tea just for me, nice and sweet, just be neat.
And then his wife Jan handed him a sketch pad.
And he filled a page with these little alien heads. There was hundreds on the page, and every one of them had a different expression.
The old Tommy McHugh, the one his wife knew, was no artist or poet. Early in his life, he was wild and hot-tempered, and he got in trouble for fighting, theft, and heroin addiction.
How much time did you spend in jail?
About 9 years. A lot of my time I spent in solitary confinement through violence and escapes and things like that.
When he suffered a stroke at the age of 51, it was as if this man who once had been processed in and out of prisons had now been processed into a new existence, and doctors were no help in attempting to explain it.
It was just awful, and I was constantly on the phone to people trying to get help or an understanding of what was going on. So I thought he was going insane.
These are just some of the compulsive and sometimes disturbing byproducts of the urge to create that followed his stroke and destroyed his marriage. He was convinced he had two brains.
I was split in two here, Bob.
He confronted his wife by claiming to be Vincent van Gogh.
At this point, I was getting really scared. And he said, "You just don't know me at all." And I thought, well, I don't.
Sarah Palin, Charlie Gibson. The Interview, Thursday on ABC's World News.